Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
This is going to be very quick here. Very quick. We've detailed for you the instant message history here with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her out twice during the show. Things were going fine. And then going into the weekend, she wasn't sure if this pseudo ex of hers was coming to Atlanta or not. So she wanted some answers.
Friday, since I didn't know if he was coming or not, I sent him an instant message because I hadn't heard from him.
Oh.
And I guess I kind of thought, like, well, maybe he, you know, maybe he didn't think I was, like, that into him because...
That's where you want him.
That's where you want him,
though. That's exactly where you want him.
Well, I just wanted to know, once you ask him that question, did he respond at all?
No.
Oh, my God.
She thought maybe the text didn't go through, so she found him on Facebook and Facebooked him.
So,
and he accepted her Facebook request as a friend,
uh-huh.
But he didn't respond to her
message.
Actually,
I don't think she sent him a text because I don't think that she even has a cell phone number.
I thought she texted him, too. Maybe I made that up.
Yeah, I think she... Because that makes it even creepier. If she's reaching out all those ways and doesn't even have a cell number, I think she just assaulted him online and sent him a bunch of IMs and emails and then Facebooked him.
Well, she's not answering this morning, so we can't ask her all these questions, but this is the email that she sent out last night. It says, check this out. You guys were wrong. I didn't screw things up, which we told her time and time again. It's done. I mean, he doesn't respond to four different messages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't matter if it's an instant message, it's an email, the combination of four with no response, you're done. That's
right.
It. Check this out. You guys were wrong! Exclamation point. I didn't screw things up! Exclamation point. I think he likes me! Smiley face.
Oh.
Yep. I think this is going to be a good weekend! Exclamation point. If I don't let you guys screw it up for me, smiley face.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm really nervous he won't IM me in the morning. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight. From Terry.
That's it.
I don't.
That's it.
I'm really nervous he won't IM me
cryptic.
In the morning. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
I wonder if he's coming to Atlanta this weekend. It sounds like she got some news from him in one
way
or another.
Is that the whole thing?
That's it.
Hmm. And so she doesn't want us to screw it up, and that's why she's not
on
the phone with us?
Oh, I wasn't even putting that together. So she thinks we jacked it up for her.
Well, but she's the one who...
We're in trouble now.
Alligator arms.
Dude.
But she's the one who texted him.
Tracy.
Facebooked him and ruined it herself.
You didn't read the whole thing. It was a foreword from him. If you go further down, the email's below that.
Oh, so he contacted her.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Because I ran down here.
Okay.
Well, here, you read it then.
You were screwing it all up, Bert.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you read the part that she sent. The reason she sent that is because she forwarded an email from him that was sent a couple hours before
Michelle,
that.
Do Tracy's and Heller.
I just made it down here in 2 seconds. It says, hey, sorry for not getting back to you. Last weekend was crazy, and this week was even more crazy. So much work. I never made it to Atlanta. Good news is I'll be there on Saturday. Will you be around? I'll look for you online in the morning.
Oh.
Ah.
Nice.
Sorry, sorry, Trace.
He was unavailable.
God, that condescending look.
I know.
Well, I thought you were going to like go into commercials and then we missed the whole point of everything.
Sorry. So sorry, I'm not good at this.
Get it right. So really,
you know, we've actually, just so everybody knows what Tracy went through, Cumulus has sublet her office to a family who's living in there, and she is working out of her car in the parking lot. So she ran up 5 flights of stairs.
All so right. He contacted her.
Yeah,
and
sorry for not getting back to you last week and was crazy, and this week was even more crazy. So much work. I never made it to Atlanta. Good news is that I'll be there on Saturday. Will you be around? I'll look for you online in the morning. So she's sitting there waiting for him right now.
So gosh, but she still can't do that. You have to seem somewhat unavailable or have a limited amount of time.
So do you think she's intentionally not answering because she's like, I got this?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. She thinks we were the ones that screwed it up.
She's going to send some Good Morning Sunshine crap all over again.
But she's got to let us know, though, what happened. She's got to let us know on Monday. If she saw him.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she's going to be waiting at the border of Alabama and Georgia for his car to come through.
The big welcome banner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, here I am. It's Terry. I am. Screen name is this and this. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to Georgia.
She's going to replace the welcome to Georgia, Georgia's on your mind sign with her own personal sign.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm waiting for you. She'll screw this up by herself.
Down at welcome to the state where it says Governor Sonny, or, you know, Sonny Perdue, governor. Underneath that, it'll say, also home of love of your life, Terry.
But this is good news for her, though. Yeah. I mean, we want her to get the guy, so sure. I'm excited for her.
Reno agrees. She thinks we jacked this whole thing
up.
We
did. Jeez.
Hey, Reno, good morning.
Hey. Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think she's going a little overboard, definitely. But I think that, don't you guys think that a guy will put up with a lot more stuff from someone that he really likes? So if he genuinely likes her, he's going to put up with more of this stuff. But if you don't like a girl initially, this just becomes annoying.
He doesn't even know her, though.
If you like her, well, he does know her. I mean, he's dated her, seen her at some, I mean, right in the past. Ago.
They made out before.
Years ago.
He accepted her friend request on Facebook, which is kind of, you know.
That makes you real friends.
Doesn't make
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, like, there's a level, like, that you put up with if you like a girl a lot.
Well, isn't this all about how hot she is? I mean, because he hasn't seen her in years. They only hooked up like a couple of times, and then it's been years. So if she Facebooks him, he accepts it, she looks hot, yeah, he's setting it up.
I definitely think that that has a lot to do with it. If he doesn't know her very well, if he doesn't know her that well as far as a relationship-wise, even though he should probably walk on eggshells a little bit because she does, I mean, like I said, she is going overboard, but I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know.
All right, here's Tim, same thing.
Okay.
Thinks that Jen specifically screwed this all up.
Okay. Huh.
Hey, Tim, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. So, thanks for that intro. you guys were kind of giving her – I'm glad this guy's showing some interest because it seemed to me that you guys were kind of giving her, like, high school advice on an adult problem, right? To play all these games and okay, yeah, she was 21 and all, but I think you were all steering her in the wrong direction.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Are you a married guy?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been married?
A long time.
So you didn't have to play the dating game with texting and IM, did you?
No, I did not.
See, the landscape has just changed.
Yeah.
And I get
she's
that.
Like a good Tim. You're like a good lawyer right now. The case closed.
Tim, you couldn't even text you picked up the phone and you were like...
I understand where he's coming from because you didn't have to deal with that when you were dating. Like,
how is it
you liked
different?
A girl, you asked her out or whatever. Like, there's so many different forms of communication that make it so much easier for both guys and girls now to not have to have that personal level of communication and to be able to sort of be smarter and wittier about it. Like,
Tim,
you have to play this game.
Let me stick up for the old guys here for a second, Tim.
Thanks.
Because I don't think the game has changed, and I mean, it's evolved, but it's certainly the tone of the game is still the same.
Sure, but I'm just saying the type of communication is different, and there's something different to that.
We're dinosaurs, Tim. It's over, man. We both got schooled.
I didn't mean to be insulting to him. I was just trying to prove my point. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Was I insulting
Tim? No, we're just
kidding. Tim, you didn't even have electricity when you were a kid, did you?
So
you
had not what I meant.
You had to write him a letter with your feather pen under a candlelight.
Seal it
with wax. And then give it to the Pony Express.
All right, we'll see how she does on her own now. She wanted to leave the nest, so we'll see how she does this weekend.
She's never calling us again.
You didn't mean to be mean.
You weren't being mean. I'm just giving you a hard time. But we'll see how she does all by her own this weekend.
I bet we don't even hear from her. I bet
if it went well, we will hear from her.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm.
If it didn't go well, we will absolutely not hear from her,
agreed.
Right? Don't get all in your own head now. I can see you like this remorse is washed over Jen. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody.
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
You spanked him. Allison,
and I'm
not
medicine heady, so I'm weird.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.